Yeah, there are some verses that, what you said there toward the end, some verses in Romans 7 that address that issue. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And then 23 and 24, I think. Let's see. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. It's not in his spirit, it's in his body, his flesh, that which he got from Adam. Same applies to us, of course. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? One more verse here in the series. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who shall? God shall. God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That's just, it's not saying to go out and sin. It's just saying that, like you said there, we still, and I've said it in a little different way, we still drag around this dead body of sin, the flesh. I mean, it's been crucified with Christ, but we still have that choice to make, and I didn't put those verses. Go back to Romans. Let me see this. He was claiming that Paul would not have written those letters because those make the claim that Paul was saying my doctrine. Well, that's... Paul adopted Christ's doctrine and passed it on to us. I mean, that's what the Bible says, isn't it? I look at Galatians. Let me get Galatians. I got to get back to this one. Galatians 1, 11 and 12, I think is where it says that. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me, or the good news which was preached of me, is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Christ. And that's not what I was thinking of, but that does address it somewhat. If you have heard of the dispensing or the dispensation of grace, the grace of God, which is given me to you word. That says it right there, doesn't it? Christ gave it to Paul to give to us. Without us listening to Paul, we're not listening to God for our current day and the way he's working with mankind today since Israel fell. We're not coming to God through Israel anymore. That access is closed. The access today is to believe that Jesus is the risen Messiah, Son of God, that died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Died for our sins is what it says in the scriptures. But if you're applying it to yourself, or to myself, that's why I say he died for my sins. We each have to say that so that we're not just stating a fact. We're applying it to our own need that he died for my sins. And they're died for now. They're paid for. They're not hanging over me or you, anybody. Back to Romans 6, that choice that we each need to make between the flesh and the spirit was John bounced out of the room. I did not bounce him. I red dotted him because he was speaking when we were in the middle of the live lesson, and I wasn't going to start an argument with him about be quiet while we're having our live lesson. I quieted him and then tried to get the dot off as quick as I could and get the room open, and I had a little trouble getting the room open. Not the room open, but the mic. Anyway, here are those two verses, and they reinforce each other, basically. Let me expand this window so I can see them both. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. Well, before a person is saved, they don't have the Spirit in them, the Holy Spirit in them. They've only got their own desires to follow. They yield to their own desires. They're servants of their own selfish will. But after we're saved, we have the Spirit. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Now, it's not that's not talking about obedience, somebody trying to keep the law to be saved. It's not that kind of obedience. It's the obedience of faith. Verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. They didn't have a choice before they were saved. We didn't. Nobody does. But once you're saved, you have a choice to follow the flesh or to follow after the Spirit's leading in your life, the righteousness, what the Scripture says.